two indoor farmers markets this month serve as a sort of audition for food producers to market their wares to people like Janine St. Marie.
1 dozen of eggs, all nice and not broken.
St. Marie is shopping at the event set up by organizers of the New Leaf Market. Because the group doesn't have a storefront yet, the farmers markets are meant to give eaters a taste of what may someday be available.
I believe that if we purchase local from our neighbors and support our neighbors, then we won't need anyone else to help us out. And I believe that organic is better for me in the long run. Even though it's more expensive right now, I won't have to put the doctor bills that come from all those chemicals in my body.
Being a local vore is expensive. St. Marie spent nearly $14 on her eggs and a nicely sized sirloin steak, which goes for $12 a pound. Ken Seidel is the Pulaski area farmer who raised the food. He and his wife, Gail, know their products are more expensive than what's available in the supermarket, but they say it doesn't seem to matter to their customers.
Old customers, they keep buying every year now. Once they get a taste of it, you know, they enjoy it.
Just last year, we had to turn people away already that, you know, we did our 12 animals by quarters, and we just didn't have any more. So they already signed up now for next November.
The Seidels offer the types of foods the New Leaf Market is looking for. That's according to Karen Early. She's among a group of coordinators who want at least 500 food co-op members. Once they reach critical mass, Early says New Leaf will decide on a storefront location, most likely in downtown.
And now that we have more loft apartments and condos downtown Green Bay, people also living down there on the riverfront are saying, boy, it would really be good if we had a grocery store downtown.
The neighborhood is mixed with a high density of low-income people just a few blocks away from new development, including $500,000 condominiums. Still, besides a discount grocery and convenience stores, Early says downtown really doesn't have much food to offer anyone, no matter how much money they have.
Although, like the grass-fed beef, until it becomes more a bigger share of the marketplace, the prices are going to be higher just because of the ways the small growers, you know, can't compete. So there will be some things that are more expensive.
Once it opens, anyone will be able to shop at New Leaf. But Karen Early says memberships go for $185. That means members can elect leadership and vote on what products will be carried. Green Bay's last food cooperative closed nearly 20 years ago. Around that time, suburban supermarkets began devoting a few aisles to health food. Local producers still have trouble fitting their items onto shelf space in the big stores. That's something that could be remedied by the New Leaf Market.
My name is Wayne Wojciechowski, and I have Hippie Wayne's jams, jellies, pickles, and salsas.
And good luck meeting a jam maker in the supermarket, let alone one who has a Willie Nelson braid and tie-dyed T-shirt.
That's my goal, is to get in the co-op, and I didn't realize it until today. I got to go and sell some stuff. Thank you.
New Leaf is sponsoring another farmers market this Saturday. Once that's done, organizers will assess the situation to see if they've sold enough memberships to take the co-op to its next level. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.